Matthew chapter 12, I want to look at a couple of verses tonight, starting at verse 43. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 43. The Bible says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and findeth none. But he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so is it to be also, even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. I want to preach just a little while this evening, if God will be my help, on a clean house and a full heart. Amen? On a clean house and a full heart. I want to say when God begins to move, and He begins to move in a mighty way, He begins to sort things out and helps us to sort things out. But we see this, the Lord is speaking to us here, and He's speaking of the effort that we put into things. But if we put effort into things without the help of the Lord, it'll be for naught. But if we put effort into things with the help of the Lord, praise God, the Lord will help us and He'll bless us. We can do all kinds of things in self and self-centeredness, but God can't bless that and God can't use that. But when we decide, praise God, that we're going to let God help us in our lives, praise God, God begins to do marvelous, wonderful things. He begins to do miracles, praise God. He begins to help us in any way that we start getting excited about what He's doing. Amen. See, I'm not very excited about what I do. But boy, I tell you what, I'm really excited about what He does. Boy, I tell you, it just gets better farther on. So we see the story here. He said, he's speaking about an unclean spirit. Now, what is an unclean spirit? It's an unclean spirit. Amen. It's a spirit that's defiled and a defiler. It's a spirit that'll lead you and take you places you won't do. It's a spirit that'll corrupt you, amen, when it inhabits you. And it's a kind of spirit that we need to stay away from. I want to say there's some unclean spirits in this world. Amen. They still a spirit. Hey, there's a spirit of Antichrist in this world that deny and reject the Lord. I don't want nothing to do with that kind of spirit. Amen. I want the Holy Spirit of God to stir in my heart. I want the Holy Spirit of God to direct me and help me, praise God. And I know He does. You know how I know He does? Because He keeps pointing me to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The sweet Holy Ghost of God keeps pointing me to my Lord and my Savior. But in this here we see the Lord, and He's speaking this. And He said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. So where was that unclean spirit? It was in a man. I believe there's a whole lot of folks in this world running around with unclean spirits in them. You say, preacher, that's a biblical time. This don't happen now. I beg your pardon. Now you look around today. Hey man, I tell you, we're not living with sinfulness. We're living with wickedness. And it's because of unclean spirits that's in the people around us today. Those unclean spirits are inhabiting the lives. You may have some family members and an unclean spirit is living in them. A lady told me one time, she said, see all these things and visions and all the time that God's a showing me. I said, listen, lady, that wickedness, your sin, ain't of God, it's of the devil. It's not the Holy Ghost of God that's revealing to her because it didn't line up with the Word of God. But she was seeing demonic stuff. She was seeing unclean stuff, unsavory stuff, stuff that we don't need. Amen. But he said this unclean spirit had gone out of a man. And he walked through dry places seeking rest and finding none. Now, if we ain't careful, we get hooked up here and we don't realize what the Lord's trying to show us. He's trying to show us that there is an unclean spirit. There's a bad spirit in this world, and he's a prince in power in this present world that we live in, and he's not out to help us at all. He's out to destroy and tear down and discourage on every hand. And we see that because discouraging is on every hand. People are getting so discouraged, and it's trickling down to from papas and mamas to mamas and daddy, and trickling down, plumb down to our children. Amen? But you say, well, preacher, how can we fix it? We need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen. That the sweet Spirit of God, amen, make it be so real in our lives, desire it and seek it and long for it so that it can come into us and help us and fill us and take up those voids, amen, that emptiness that's in our lives. I want to say there's a whole lot of folks not living with empty lives. Amen. But God never intended for us to be empty. See, this Spirit, he said he'd gone out of a man. Now what took place? His spirit, this unclean spirit, it come out, it left. Amen? Well, wouldn't it be good if that unclean spirit would leave our folks alone? That it would come out of there. But I want you to notice something about this unclean spirit. The Bible says here that it left. In other words, nobody asked him to leave. Amen? God didn't cast it out. Jesus didn't say that the Father didn't say that he cast out, that he asked it to leave. This unclean spirit went out on its own. In other words, it left of its own free will. And he says that it went out of a man. So in other words, there was an unclean spirit in this man, and that unclean spirit left that man of its own free will. Amen? So we see this, amen, and the Bible says that he goes out and he could find no place. He could find no rest. He could find no place. He went through dry places seeking rest and finding none. So I want to say, listen to me. Hey, even unclean spirits can't find no place of rest in this world. Amen. You hear me? Even the unclean spirit, those that's living it up, those that's partying and doing whatever they want to do, they can't find no rest, no peace in this world. Amen. He went out surging. Searching, looking for it, and he couldn't find no place of rest. Amen. Much less a place of peace. I'm glad we got a place of rest. And we got a place of peace. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. A place that we can run to. A place that we can, be hid in the rock. Praise God. Bless his holy name. He said, speaking about through this dry place, he's talking about those desert places. Those places, if you will, of the tombs. Amen. A lot of times we see when they go out in these dry places, it's places that's desert and it's places where tombs are. See, that's where the unclean spirits like to hang out. In other words, they don't like to hang out where people's are living and alive. Amen. Have you ever noticed how unclean spirits, they like to hang out in the deserts and in the tombs? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying I believe deadness likes deadness. Amen? But praise God, I won't tell you, hey, I don't like deadness. Praise God, I like to be alive. Amen? I like to be around people that's alive. I like to be around people that love the Lord and praise God with all their heart and looking for Him, praise God, in a little while just to step out with a shout and a trump and say, come on up here. Amen? I'm talking about lively people. Amen. That's the kind of people I want to be around. Amen. Yeah. Praise to God. I don't want to be around a bunch of dead folks. See, the Bible teaches they was a bunch of Pharisees over religious people, but they was just as cold and dead as could be. Amen. They was taking care of all the outside religious stuff, and they forgot about that inward man. Look at Matthew 23. Let me show you that. Matthew chapter 23. Amen. In verse 25, he says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Amen. You know what? It don't do you much good if you're gonna do your dishes, if you clean the outside first. Because then when you clean the inside, all that old junk's gonna run out on the outside, and then you gotta clean it again. But if you start on the inside, you know that cup that's got the milk stuck in the bottom? Praise God, you get that mess out first, praise God, and then you clean out the outside, and that's every whit clean. Amen? Hey, we're going to do any cleaning, praise God. We're going to clean the house clean. We got to start on the inside. Amen. Because if you don't start on it, hey, glory be to God, if you don't start on the outside, you're wasting your time. Amen. He goes on, he said, "Thou blind Pharisee, clean first that which is within the cup and platter, and outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so," watch this, "even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." Amen? He's outside you. You clean it up, it's like a whited scepter. Sepulcher. He said, it's a place where they bury people. He said, you paint the outside up so it looks good, but he said, inside, it's just full of dead men's bones. Amen? I'm afraid there's a whole lot of folks today that's just full of dead men's bones. Amen? Your temple just full of a dead man's bones. You're just dying, drying up, praise God. But God never intended to be that way. Amen. He intended for you to have a clean house, praise God, and a clean house or to be a full house. Amen. Amen. Praise God, it makes a difference. So we see here, he tells these scribes and these Pharisees, he said, praise God, what you got to do is you got to get the inside clean, praise God, and you won't have to worry about the outside. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight, ain't you? So we see this unclean spirit in verse 44. And he looks and he's walking through dry place. He came out of a man. Amen? He came out of a man and he's walking through dry places trying to find rest, place to rest, and he don't find any in this world. Then he has a conversation with himself. He said, then he saith. See, he has a conversation with, he begins to talk to himself and notice the claim that he makes. He said, then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. So he's done claimed that man for his own. That unclean spirit has done took up his abode. Amen. Now a lot of people say, I've heard people say, well, you know what happened here? This person was saved and they got lost again. Huh? He said, yeah, this person was saved. See, here it is. He said, this man was saved, and then he got lost again, and that unclean spirit came. I want to say a child of God cannot be possessed with an unclean spirit. Amen? You say, why? Because it takes a vessel that's empty to be possessed with an unclean spirit. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I've seen so many people say, but I won't tell you tonight, glory be to God, if you've got something in you, if you've got a clean heart, amen, then you're going to have a full heart. Amen. Because God, hey, glory be to God, because He won't leave you empty. Amen. Glory to God, but God will fill you up. You know what's wrong with most church folks today, praise God? They're still running on empty. Amen. We're running on empty, praise God. When you're running on empty, you're just living, you're just living on borrowed time. Make you got a place for an unclean spirit to come in. Amen. You hang on, praise God. Praise, I'm telling you the truth tonight. We're living day and hour. We need to know that we know, praise God, that we belong to the Lord. And we've accepted the death, burial, and the resurrection of our living Savior, praise God. And we look and desire until He comes. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said he goes out, not a man that's saved and lost again. And no, it's not even, because he goes back to his house, that place of abode where he had been before, and he finds it empty. Amen. Why? Because there's nothing there to keep him out. See, I want to praise God, the child of God, got these bars on the doors of your heart. Amen. You get saved, God puts them on there. Praise God to keep those unclean spirits out. They can't infiltrate you no more. Amen. He gives you that blessed hope. He gives you. There's a difference, praise God, the one that's born again. Over in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, let's look at verse 22. He said, Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? He said, how are you going to manifest yourself to us, the disciples, and not manifest yourself to the world? Now watch what he says. In verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and watch this, and we will come unto Him and make our abode with Him. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, if you're a child of God, you can, if you're a Christian today, you can never be empty. Because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, praise God, they make their abode in you. Amen. They come high. Hey, they glory be to God. He comes from glory and takes up breath. I can't understand that. That's bigger than I am. But praise God, I know it happened because He lives in me. Amen. Praise God. Wherever I told you before, wherever I go, there He is. Amen. And He helps my heart. So I'm never empty. You're never empty. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. He said, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. You're not empty. Christ is in you. How's He in you? He's in you through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That speaks to you, moves upon you. Praise God. Gives you that you need. He moves in and He fills you up. Christ moves in and He fills you up. Pray, look at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. He said that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. Now watch this. To be strengthened with might by His Spirit. Now watch this. In the inner man. Amen. I don't know about you, I like that. Because I don't know about you, but that inner man is the weak part of me. See, I can, Brother Chris, I can buff up, stick my chest out, and I can look like I'm all that to the world. Amen. Amen. I've got all this under control. Now, you don't know what's going on in my life, but praise God, I can stick it out and say, boy, I've got this under control. But praise God, it's that inner man in me, it's weak, and says, they said, no, you don't, you ain't got nothing. Amen. That's that inner part of me, that gets anxious and discouraged and aggravated and frustrated and all those things. Amen. It's that inner man that lets me down. But praise God, He said, hey, listen. He said, it's the Lord Jesus Christ, and He strengthened through the Holy Ghost, strengthens, builds up that inner man. What does that tell us today? It means that inner man is never empty. Amen. That there's somebody always home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said that Christ, He strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be, now watch this, be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Praise be to God. Hey, don't you ever let the devil tell you you're empty. Amen. Praise God. When you look the devil between beak and bill and say, glory be to God, I'm full of God. Amen. There's no void. There's no emptiness in me at all. Amen. Well, what we got to just to believe in that. And we got to proclaim it. I wonder what the devil would do with that. Amen. We wouldn't have much ammunition to work with. Amen. We'd take all his cards off the table. When we say, what do you say? How do you do that? By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing that God Almighty's real. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 3:4, He said, God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Praise be to God. When we start believing God, you know what's happened? We live in a world that they've put God so far on the back burner that we don't believe God no more. We don't believe Him and we don't believe in Him. But praise God, that doesn't change His essence. Praise God, He still moves in and He still fills us up. Bless His holy name. What a God we have. Amen. What a pleasure. What a blessing He is in our hearts. Amen. So the house of a Christian, praise God, is typically, it's never empty. Amen. He's always home. Amen. Never leaves and comes in late. Praise God. He's always abiding there. Amen. We have that abiding presence of the Lord. Bless His holy name. I thank God for that, don't you? Amen. Amen. Praise God. And it just gets better. Praise the Lord. He said this old unclean spirit. He said, then He saith, I will return into my house from which I came out. And when He was come, He findeth it empty. Why? Because there's no tenant. Amen. He done left and He come back. But now, what does it say? It said it found it swept and garnished. See, that man, he got to feeling a little better about himself. Hello? So he kind of cleaned up the outside a little. You know, got to feel a little bit guilty about his drinking and his whoremonging and his doping and his drugging and his bad attitude. So he maybe went down to the house of God on Sunday morning. Huh? Amen. Went down there just a little bit to try to pacify his conscience. Amen. And the Bible says that this foul spirit comes along, this unclean spirit, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. You know what he did? He just cleaned himself up for the devil to come back. Amen? Left himself wide open for attack. Just cleaned up the outside a little. I'm going to say, praise God, it's the inside that makes the difference. Amen. We've cleaned up the outside too much. We need to clean up the inside. Praise God. From the inside out so God can begin to work in us. He takes up His abode in there and He begins to help us. Praise God. We begin to realize He's real. And He's real in our life. And I'm not talking about a remodeling job. Amen. I told you if you're remodeling, praise God, you got to take a jackhammer to it and cut it all out. Amen. Get rid of all that's in the inside, praise God. And then start building back from scratch. That's called regeneration. Amen. Be regenerated by the power of God through the Holy Spirit. He begins to do that work in us. He begins to give us that, amen, so that we're not caught without. So that there's something is, so that our house is never, it's clean and it's never empty. I want to say when the Holy Ghost God moves in, He'll help you clean house, clean up the inside, praise cutting, He'll never leave you empty. Amen. So how do you know? Because the Bible tells us. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, the Bible says this, said a new heart also will I give you. Now watch this. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you an heart of flesh. But He doesn't stop there. Verse 27, He says, and I will put my spirit within you. Amen. He said, I'll take your old stony heart and I'll pluck it out. You know what's wrong with most of us? We've still got that old stony heart. Amen. We've never truly had a heart transplant. If we ever get a heart transplant, if we truly ever get born again, God takes that old stony heart out and He casts it away from us. And He gives us a heart of flesh so we can love and have compassion. Amen. Have hope and joy and peace that passes understanding. Amen. He plants that new heart of flesh in there. Amen. Then He takes that new heart. Amen. That's fit. And He said, then I fill it full of my spirit. Amen. It's overflowing with the Spirit of God. Amen. So what happens? There's no place for the unclean spirit to come in. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? That's our blessed hope, praise God. Our hope is in the Lord. What does He do? He makes you to become a new creature, a new creation, a new person, if you will. Amen. That's what He does. Amen. If we've not been born again, amen, you've never become that new creature in Christ Jesus. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ. Now what notice though, He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creature, a new creation. Old things, that old lifestyle, old manner of living, that old attitude, He said, it's gone, man. He said, get rid of it, chunks it. That new heart has no place for that. Amen. He said, old things are passed away. He said, behold, pay attention. He said, there's a new life coming. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Things is changing. They're becoming new. Amen. Amen. There's a newness in your life. Amen. There's an anticipation in your life that you've never had before. Amen. Things are becoming new. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to say if you're living, trying to live a righteous life and things about the Lord ain't becoming new and different and better, pray God day by day, then we're missing something. Amen. We need to have that. Praise God. It's an everlasting thing. It's substance that we need. Amen. Something that'll endure the trials and temptations. Brother Rex is teaching on this morning. Amen. It's something that'll carry us over. Something that'll fill up that void. It's that door. It's those bars. It's that door I was talking about. What are you talking about? I'm talking about Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, the Bible says this. He says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. He said, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. He says, pay attention to the sweet Spirit of God. Listen to the Spirit of God. He says, grieve not the Holy Ghost of God, whereby ye are sealed. Now watch this. Unto the day of redemption. Amen. He said the Holy Ghost of God came into that new heart. He prays, he's put up those bars against those unclean spirits and they can't come in.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God, a fortress of the Lord. You realize your new heart, praise God, is a fortress of God.
Amen.
Glory be to God. That ought to make a cold Baptist shout.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. He put some bars on her heart, amen, so that wickedness can't penetrate.
Amen.
That's why, glory be to God, when it tries to get in, God smites your heart. You know, you put up that defense.
Yeah.
Say, no way, devil, you ain't getting in. I belong to Jesus. Changes us. Amen. Paul says not only does it change, put up that fortress, but he gives us a witness. Look over in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 in verse 16. Romans chapter 8 verse 16. He said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are, watch this, the children of God. Amen? What does that mean? Well, I don't know about you. I don't know how you take that. But I've got two children, Samantha and George. Those are my children. So if he says, praise God, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, it means the Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I belong to Him. Amen. He's mine. I'm His just as real as Samantha and George are mine. Now these times they do things and I'd like to disown them. Amen. But I love them anyway. I love them to death. I don't always agree. But see, that's the same way with my Heavenly Father. He don't always agree with what I do, but praise God, He loves me anyway. And that sweet Spirit, man, it's a deal in my heart. It's touching me. It's showing me the right way. Amen. He reinforces those bars of security, praise God, to my heart. And he said, hey, listen, don't let that mess in there. And there's no place for the unclean spirit. I know I got a vivid imagination, but I can just see when the trials of the temptation, when that uncleanness of this world tries to come in, Brother Andrew, I just see God just said, all right, Holy Ghost, God, hey, here comes the trial, here comes the uncleanness. Amen. Set up a guard. Amen. They moved to the forefront of my heart. Glory be to God, and they put that guard. Hey, glory be to God. Just like Israel did when they had fought, they had those shields and had places in the side where they could lock those shields together, praise God, and created an immovable fortress. Amen. I believe that's what the Holy Ghost of God does in our heart, praise God. He puts up that shield. Amen. He seals us, praise God. And I want to say the demons of hell can't break that seal. Amen. They cannot break through. They cannot destroy. Because we belong to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. A clean heart and a full house. That's what it takes. You get that clean heart, you get the full house. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of gamblers in Las Vegas that like to have that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Especially that full house. They'd gamble on it. Praise God. I'm glad we got that through spirit. That spirit that bears witness with our spirit. Man, against this unclean spirit that moves in. Amen. It becomes a witness in our hearts. Praise the Lord. In 1 John, the Bible tells us in chapter 5 that witness, it's not only a witness, but it's a witness of the heart. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10, the Bible says this, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself, that he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now watch this, verse 13. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen. He said we've had the witness. We said we've had the Holy Spirit move in. So we have Him take up a boat. We've had Him fill up the house, praise God. And He said there's no room for anything else. Amen. You know what? What am I saying? What are you saying tonight, Pastor? I'm saying this. Praise God, what if we took it upon ourselves? Say, you know what? All the wickedness in this world, all the adversity of this world, all the challenges of the world, praise God, there are no challenge for God. Amen. Just set up a defense in our heart and say, you know what? I belong to God. Amen. My heart belongs to the Lord. The Lord has taken up His abode in my... Amen. If you're a child of God today, He lives in you. You say, well, preacher, I don't really want nothing to do with that. Let me just tell you a story. I had a lady here a while back, and I was talking about the Bible, and she kind of acted like she... And her children were sitting there. I mean, they were intrigued. I mean, they were locked on Brother David on every word I was saying. And I told her, I said, you know what? We're living at the last days. I said, the Lord God of glory, He's a coming back. And He's going to get us, those that's born again, those that love and are looking for His appearance. He's going to come get us and take us out of here to be with Him. And what rejoicing we'll have. Amen. Them little fellas just tuned in. I said, but I tell you, if those that's not been saved and born again, not trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to die and go to hell, lost without God. Amen. I said, hey, if the church goes out of here in the rapture, they're going to be left behind. And I said, they're going to go through the awfulest trials and torments this world has ever known. Such, God says, it's never been since the beginning of man. They're going to have to endure that. They're going to have to put up with that. They're going to go through life, and they're going to cry to the hills and the mountains to fall upon them and kill them to put them out of their misery. I believe there'll come a time when a man will take a gun, put it to his head, squeeze the trigger, and will die. Boy, I tell you what, she blowed up on me. She said, son, I tell you, you're scaring my children. Them little children were sitting there intrigued. Do you know what? Them little children wasn't afraid. Guess who was afraid? Guess who was terrified? It was Mama. Mama was the one that was terrified. I mean, she was tore up. Amen. I said, listen, I said, I'm just telling you this. I said, I love you and God loves you. He said, if you'll accept the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, and He died for you, and He rose again for you, I said, you can be saved. And you don't have to worry. I said, your children don't have to worry about it. Amen. Well, I tell you, she was tore out of peace. She was just trembling. She was mad. Amen. She wasn't mad at me. She was mad about the truth. Amen. Well, I pray, Brother Andrew, I pray God to get a hold of her heart and save her. Because them little young ones wasn't afraid of that. Amen. They were anxious about it. They were interested in what I was telling them. Amen. But praise God, what they needed was the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. Amen. They wasn't afraid. But Mama was terrified. She was terrified because I guess she figured that she was going to be left behind. Amen. She didn't want to believe it. But I want to say tonight, praise God, listen, church, there's a whole lot of folks that's going to be left behind. There's a whole lot of folks that believe. You know why I know? Because there's a lot of emptiness in folks. There's a lot of emptiness, and we're seeking everything around us to try to fill up that void. We're reaching and grabbing at this old filthy, nasty uncleanness of this world. And pull, we're trying to drag it in on us. That'll come like a safety blanket. Try to cover up in that. And that won't leave you nothing but destitute. Amen. Just like that unclean spirit that's walking up there. Amen. In the dry places. In the deserts and in the tombs of this world. Amen. But praise God, I want to say that there's a Savior that came out of the tomb. Amen. Glory be to God. He came out, praise God. He overcame that tomb. That place of despair and discouragement, praise God. He came out of there that we might have life and have it in abundance. Praise be to God. That's what God gives to us. He gives us that blessed hope so that our house can be clean. Amen. In a clean house, praise God, it's a full house. Amen. The Lord moves in. I want to say, child of God, listen, don't you worry. You'll never be empty. Amen. The unclean spirits, those demon health, they don't have no place in you. They're not welcome there. You're sealed against that. Amen? You say, "Well, preacher, now I know people that love the Lord and praise God. They just went off the deep end. They're living like that. Yeah, that's what happened to this unclean spirit." Amen. Listen, there's a lot of people today, and let me say this, there's a lot of people today that make a profession without a possession. Amen. They said, they stand up and they pop a blow gum and they say, "Boy, I said, now you know, God done something for me." You know what He did? He convicted their heart, praise God, but they never got right. Amen. You know how you know? Because they might go along for a week or 2 weeks or a month, maybe even a year. But then next thing you know, you couldn't find them with a search warrant. They don't have nothing to do with the house of God. They don't have nothing to do with the people of God. They don't have nothing to do with the things of God. They're just out there doing their own thing again. You say, well, preacher, they're just backslidden. No, they're lost. They've never been saved. Amen. Because if you're saved, praise God, God will chasten you and He'll bring you back. How many of you has ever been out there and come back? Amen. The chastening hand of God come to where you was at. Showed you your need, praise God. Said, "I don't want you to struggle around out there in the wilderness, in the desert, in the tomb. I have a place for you." Yes, amen. And that Holy Spirit of God that guarding your heart, amen, to keep those unclean spirits out. He deals with you so you can get right with God. Amen. But I'm afraid in the day and hour that we live, there's so many souls, there's so many folks out there that's got empty hearts. Amen. They got empty hearts. They're just void spaces. And they're just ripe for the picking for the unclean spirits to move into, to take up their abode. And have you ever noticed... Let me say this, and I'm done. Have you ever noticed those people that come in and get in, they get a little taste of it, and they get a little on them, and pray, but then they go back in the world? They're just like this unclean spirit. They end up, most times, brother, they end up being 7 times the more demon of hell than they were before. Amen? They're 7 times more demon of hell than they ever were before. Because they know what's right, and they're rebelling against God, and they're running and doing their own thing, and not listening the sweet Spirit of God as it tries to speak to their hearts. And they become a sevenfold child of hell that they were before. I'm afraid we're living in a world that we've got so much religion and we've got so little God. Amen. We've got so many people that are full of everything. Their heart's empty, but their mind's full of the world. And they're just taking it in and reaching, grabbing it, pulling it in upon themselves. Amen. Like I said earlier, like just like a security blanket, trying to get the warmth from it, but it don't. It just leaves you cold and indifferent. Amen. Just like that old stony heart that you still have in your chest. But praise God, I thank God for that heart of flesh. Ezekiel said He takes out that old stony heart, and He puts in a heart of flesh. But He don't stop there. He said, "Then I fill that heart up with the Holy Ghost of God." Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm afraid, young'uns, there's a whole lot of folks sitting in Baptist churches today, and we're missing it by this much. Amen. We got ahead, not who Jesus is, but wait, praise God. We don't have Him in that flesh, that heart of flesh. Amen. That heart of flesh. We still got that old stony heart. But God says, "I'll pluck that old stony heart out." He said, "I'll cast that away, I'll get rid of that." And He said, "I'll put you in a heart of flesh." Amen. I don't know about you. I want a heart of flesh. These last days which we live, I want to be able to win somebody Jesus. Tell somebody about my Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me and rose up for me, praise God, and gave me victory, sealed me by the Holy Ghost of God, put the bars on the windows of my heart, praise God, and said that unclean stuff is not welcome here no more. What about you? Amen. A clean heart, a clean house equals a clean heart. Amen. When we clean it out and say, "Lord God, this heart belongs to You." But I want to ask you tonight, have you been born again? Have you been saved? I mean, truly born again. Have you been saved? Now, you remember when God the Holy Ghost dealt with your heart and showed you as an old sinner, you was going to die and go to hell lost without God? Have you been saved? Have you come to that place, realize if without accepting Lord Jesus Christ, you're doomed and damned forever? I pray to God that each one of us here is saved. Because just like I was telling that lady, Jesus is coming back. And it could be any minute. Amen. He said when wars and rumors of wars, and right now they're talking about World War III. Amen. Talking about the last days, the change of events. They're right here upon us. We're looking at Jesus stepping out with a shout and a trump at any moment. At any moment He could step out and say, and say with a shout and trump and say, My beloved, my loved one, come away. Amen. Glory be to God. Those that are looking for Him, those that are desiring spirit, those that are born again, believe, praise God, to go out of here. But what about those? What about those that ain't? What about those that they'll be left behind? Be left behind to fend for themselves. You say, well, God will still be here. No, God will withdraw Himself. And He'll let the Antichrist in this old world have its way. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine if the world, if the powers that be, these liberals, could have their way with the sodomites and the all this other stuff. They're killing babies. They're sodomites. They're doing all kind of ungodly. Can you imagine when there's no spirit there to guide them and lead them and to try to point them in the right direction? But you have a force there that says, you know, it's okay. Just do what you want to do. You know what it'll be? It'll be a battle of the fittest. Amen. Only the strongest will survive. I want to ask you tonight, are you one of the strong ones? Are you the strongest one around? Are you the strongest one in your school? Are you the strongest one in your community? If you ain't, you won't stand a chance. You won't make it 2 days. But praise God, if you're a child of God, amen, if you've got that heart of flesh and you're looking for the appearing of the Lord, Lord be to God, you're going to go out of here with a shout. Amen, you're going to leave all this mess behind. Amen, and you're going to be in the presence of the Lord, and so shall you ever be with the Lord. Amen.